Live. Online. Smartphones. DSTV. And 92.7. And 106 FM.
It's coming up for 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Now, the African National Congress, the Economic Freedom Fighters, and the Pan-Africanist Congress joined forces today to make up the numbers that halted Tshwane Mayor Solim Zimanga's attempt to issue a notice of suspension to the embattled city manager Moketsi Mosola, and the council that was in the last council meeting for the year. In the vote, the ANC, the PAC, and the EFF voted for the deferment of the matter to January 2019, with just garnering over 103 votes. And then the DA, the ACDP, and the Freedom Front Plus had 97 votes against deferment to January 2019. COPE, however, decided to abstain from voting, and 13 councillors were absent in the proceedings. Yesterday, City Mayor of Tshwane announced that he will ask the City Council to authorise an independent investigation against the City Manager, Moketsi Mosola, and place him on precautionary suspension. Mzimanga and Mosola has committed acts that he believed constituted misconduct, and that he planned to take the matter to the council. Well, we've tried several times to get comment from the mayor's office. His spokesperson, Mr. Sam Ngobozi, told my producer that his mayor is not available due to statutory obligations. We also reached out to the Democratic Alliance's national spokesperson, Mr. Soli Malachi, but he referred us back to the mayor's office, saying either the mayor or his spokesperson should speak on the matter. Well, none of the Democratic Alliance leaders are available on this issue. Therefore, I am now only joined on the line by opposition party, Dr. Hoshi Maepe, who's of course the Tshwane regional chairperson. Dr. Maepe, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima. It's always a pleasure to be here and explain ourselves and to the listeners.
Now, can you tell me, why did you prevent the mayor from sacking Mr. Mosola, who has clearly violated a whole range of regulations? You have, in fact, called for him to go. You've linked him to the mayor, but it seems as if the mayor is actually your prize and not Mr. Mosola. Why can't Mr. Mosola be fired? Clearly, he needs to be properly investigated.
Thank you, Karima. First of all, the ANC has never prevented the suspension of Dr. Mosola. The ANC said that Dr. Mosola must be suspended on the corruption on Red Africa, not on misconduct of Facebooks and things about the attack on the DA by him and using the letterhead against Mr. Solim Zimang and their own cocktail of personal problems. We want the suspension on corruption. That must be on record. We are not going to go into personal misbehaving and misconduct because they insult each other in court when they meet. We want to suspend the city manager based on the issue of corruption, and that's the point that we've been standing on for the past 3 months.
So if that is the point, no, hold on, Dr. Maepe, and slow down for our listeners so that they can hear you properly. If he was going to be suspended today, the GLAAD Africa contract was going to be investigated. Why didn't you support it?
But remember, the GLAAD Africa contract is already investigated. The Auditor General has already released a communication of findings. The Bauman's report has passed long time, the 3 days. We asked, where is the report? It must be presented. And then we were told that it's sub judice. But now, why do you want to discuss the matter that is sub judice? The ANC, for its own sanity, has brought a motion to remove the city manager on the 27th of October in the last council. And we said, the city manager, here is the report. We want to remove him based on the allegations of corruption.
But you don't have the numbers. You don't have the numbers to remove him.
No,
today,
the
motion was not tabled. We agree with that. But, I mean, this sounds rather petty. It is clear that this city manager is a problem. It is clear that the city manager must be investigated. You have mentioned all the organizations that are, in fact, looking at the matter. Why just not get rid of him? Why does it matter who fires him?
But Karima, we said the city manager must be suspended on the issue of corruption. Why do you have to divert and suspend him because he insulted solely on the letter?
What does it matter? What does it matter? He gets removed.
It matters because It matters because we want to follow the trail of corruption. We are not interested in how Solly feels about it.
But you are following the trail of corruption. You've got the public protector investigating. You've got the auditor general investigating. You are on the trail. Why keep this man in his post?
The report is out. The report of the auditor general is out. We want the executive mayor to use that report. We want the executive mayor to put him on suspension based on the issues that we raised of corruption.
So and why didn't you have a counter motion?
No, but we had the motion last time it was shut down, remember?
Why didn't you have it today?
A motion, you cannot repeat it. No, you can't.
No, today is the last day of council, right? Why didn't you use the rules available to you to get rid of a city manager that is clearly, according to you, corrupt?
No, but the rule was used on the 27th of October, long before the last council. The ANC brought the motion and said, remove the city manager. The speaker, who is now the speaker of the DA, no longer of council, said, no, the matter is sub judice. So we backed off. Today, they're bringing a matter of their own fight in court. They want us to suspend. We said, but now, why do you ignore when we bring a matter of corruption and say, get suspended on corruption? Why do you want to suspend? Because the DA has an idea that it's not them involved in corruption. We said they are jointly and severally responsible as the city manager. They hired the city manager. They must take full accountability and responsibility for his actions. They can't just come up with misconduct when they, in fact, there's a big elephant of the issue of corruption where more than half a billion is already paid out to the company involved.
But Mr. Maepa, this is the first step. It's not opposite processes. You approach a battle in various ways. You sometimes take down one person so that you have the building blocks to take down another person and the corruption investigation proceed. You had an opportunity to get rid of someone that is clearly bad for the city, that has violated a whole range of things. In fact, he lied to the Soweto newspaper about the qualifications. But it seems as if you are more interested in the petty politics that you are involved with the DA, because clearly, this man has done wrong. Clearly, this man needs to go. Whether he goes because he insulted the DA or whether he is involved in corruption, at the end, it doesn't matter because your processes are still going to be tracking how those contracts have been afforded and awarded to individuals. Today could have been a victory for you.
No, Karima, it matters.
Why?
We have to suspend. No, but I'm explaining myself. The issue is, the issue that there is a problem in the city of San Jose is of corruption. Let's not deviate and come up with new issues. Let's face it and go through the door, straight on the door, and say the issue is corruption. Why do you want to call it misconduct? Why do you want to call it email and Facebook? The issue is very simple. We're saying as the ANC, suspend the city manager, bring the issue of the auditor general. Don't bring other nefarious issues. Bring all the facts on the table. We want to work on facts, not hearsay.
Mr. Maepa, let's work on facts. Let's work on facts.
Let me tell you this part.
Okay.
Let me tell you this part. If Musula goes to court tomorrow and say the city council suspended me, first of all, Solly went ahead of himself yesterday, pronounced that he's going to suspend. He doesn't want to follow council process. He will say that there's prejudice because somebody said beforehand, before council could even consider the issues at hand, he already said that he is going to suspend him. So these things we don't want. We want to follow due process. We want to say that Musula must be suspended for the issues that we raised. And those issues are pertinent in the public. Let's not bring other nefarious issues. Let's go straight and say, jointly and severally and jointly, the DA and Musula both take responsibility for the corruption. Let's not drop one before the other and have expeditious things that the mayor wants to do.
Dr. Maepa, you are a very adroit and astute politician. You know that politics is the art of the possible. Today you had an opportunity to get rid of a corrupt city manager. You already have an auditor general report set out. You could have driven a massive wedge between the city manager and the rest of the councillors. We've seen a report where he has tried to force people to do certain things. You chose not to do so. What did you win today? What was the political win today for you, if one looks at the fact that politics is the art of the possible and you could have easily gotten rid of a man that shouldn't be in his job?
For the ANC today, it was not about winning. It was about doing something that is right. What you do right is that you bring the issues that were raised of corruption and maladministration on the table, and then we said to the people, there's corruption. Now, we can't go against what we have said and say something else, that there's misconduct, there's insults between the mayor and the city manager, that's why we're suspending him. We want the mayor to talk the truth and say we're suspending based on corruption and malfeasance in the city of Tshwane and maladministration. And don't bring new issues. Don't bring me new issues about whether they are fighting among themselves. We want the people to know that there's something wrong happening in Tshwane, and that's why there has to be action. Mm-hmm. And anything outside the strict rules of corruption and maladministration and suspending people based on the truth, it won't suffice. Whether we win or lose as the ANC, we want to remain on ethical, moral high ground and stick to what we have been saying for the past 5 months. And the truth is that the DA is corrupt, and it must act on that.
Mm-hmm. We know that the allegations are real. The DA has been caught out several times. The mayor has been caught out several times. And yet you made it impossible for a person who's actually directly involved in wrongdoing to actually lose his job today. It could have been losing his job, but you chose to not do that. I can't understand the political logic of that, but let go of that.
But Karima, we don't have the power. We don't have the majority of the ANC to do the things you say.
No, but you could have voted with the DA. You could have voted with the DA.
Karima. We are voting on principle because we don't want to be in power. We don't have the majority. We stay on the straight and narrow and talk the truth to power and say when things are wrong, they are wrong. We don't want to circumvent the process. And please, the DA, on the expense of talking the truth.
Okay, Mr. Maepa, let's forget about politicians talking the truth, because there are very few who actually talk the truth. You do mostly what is expedient for you and what is in your long-term strategic interest.
I got lost a bit right there. Just that again, Karima?
I'm saying that let's mm-hmm. put aside the question of whether politicians talk the truth or not. We've got so many examples of politicians actually playing football with the truth. Politicians normally act in their own interests, in the interests of their parties, and politics are about sets of interests. So there's this big interest. There's this 12.5 billion rand contract, right? This is the source of contention, how it happened. Now, you've said the mayor is actually involved in this matter. The mayor has been involved in correspondence with this issue. But the main driver was actually Mr. Musola. Now, there are some in the council, people who work in the council, who spoke to me in confidence. And when I say in confidence, I mean I can tell you what they said, but they don't want their names attributed because they are afraid of losing their jobs.
Fine.
They are saying that this fight has got nothing to do with principle. This fight has got everything to do with this 12 billion rand contract. And that initially there was a deal between the DA and the EFF on this matter. Now, we know the DA has literally just run away from us. They just refused to come onto the program on this matter. We've called all of them. But there are some in the council, employees in the council, who have told me that it is the ANC that wants to get its hands on that contract. And that is why you don't want to let this matter proceed as it should, which starts with the person who brought the contract in and who was responsible for the unprincipled way it was awarded. And you start by sacking him and then you work your way up systematically and legally. What do you say to those in the city council who work there, who are not members of the ANC or the DA, but bureaucrats who work in the city, who says this is not about principle for the African National Congress? This is about the African National Congress wanting its hands on that 12.5 billion rand.
First of all, Karima, I said to you that the ANC is not majority, so the ANC is not in power. We are not going to be promised a bed that is in the atmosphere and say that is your bed before it is caught.
Mm.
So the ANC is not in power. The ANC is not fighting to be in power. The ANC is fighting right now to dismiss the myth and the veil of secrecy that where the DA governs, they govern clean. That's what we have been standing on for the past 5 months. That's what we are exposing. Whether Musula is on the road or whoever, even if it was another person than Musula, would have went for them in the same way. We are exposing to South Africans that where the DA governs, they are actually telling a blue lie as much as corrupt. So the issues about what the ANC wants to do, those are things that people are just imagining. We are going straight. They didn't believe us when we started to say that we are going to expose the truth. Where we are sitting today is that the AG has even went beyond Red Africa and produced communication on findings on various people. I will tell you now that the Mugobozi wrote an irregular statement because from tomorrow he won't be working in the city of Tshwane. The bodybuilder won't be working in the city of Tshwane because the AG has found, has made communicated findings about various people who are earning salary for free in the office of the executive mayor who came from the DA.
Mr. Maepa, we're running out of time. We've given you a lot of time. I hear all of that you're saying, and we discussed that at length. And of course, they are rightfully going to have to lose their jobs because they aren't properly qualified. What you have failed to answer for me this evening is why you prevented someone that you believe is corrupt to be fired.
We did not prevent. We said follow due process. We said let's go through the front gate and say this is corruption. Let's call it corruption. Let's not call it misconduct.
All right, Mr. Maepa, let's leave it there. We'll wrap it up. This is a story that is developing. We will, of course, return to it as the issues arise. Thank you very much for your time and for being one of the few politicians in the Tshwane Council who's actually available to speak on the matter.